අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරයෙන් දූපුතුන්ට දැනුමාරන් ගෙදරට එන
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara educational program. I am K.A. Malsha Hasanti, English teacher from Urubokka National School. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. In today's lesson, we are going to focus our attention on an important area in English grammar, which is plurals. This is a compulsory area to know, and today we are going to learn about irregular plurals. Irregular plural nouns are nouns that do not become plural by adding s or es, as most nouns in English language do. You are probably familiar with many of these already. For example, plural form of man is men, not mans. The plural form of woman is women, not womans. There are hundreds of irregular plural nouns, and in truth, you must memorize them through reading and speaking. There are, however, some common patterns to look out for. Let's look at some of them. These are most common irregular plurals. First, let's see nouns ending in F and FE. To make a plural of a word ending in F, you will have to change the F to a V and add ES. Similarly, if a word ends in FE, change the F to a V and add ES. The result for both types is a plural that ends in VES. This spelling arose because of the difficulty of pronouncing F and S together in English. An attempt to do this will produce a V sound. If you try to pronounce both F and its sounds together, you will get the result of V sound. That means the sound of V. Let's see some examples. If you take the plural of knife, it is knives. Plural of life is lives. In the same manner, wife becomes wives, calf becomes calves, and leaf becomes leaves. My dear children, there are many more examples which make their plurals in this manner. But at the same time, there are some exceptions like the words roof and proof. They simply add S to the end. That's why I said in the beginning that you will have to memorize these words. Next, let's take nouns ending in O. Plurals of words ending in O are usually made by adding ES. Now, I'm going to read some words which make their plurals in this pattern. Potato, tomato, hero, torpedo, and veto. All these words makes their plural by adding ES at the end. But of course, there are exceptions in this type too. Some words ending in O that are borrowed from other languages take only a S to make plural, such as pianos, cantos, photos, and zeros. Next type is nouns that change vowels. Many English words become plural by the change in their vowels, such as double O to double E or AN to EN. Here are some most common examples. Foot become feet, tooth become teeth, the plural of goose is geese, man is men, and woman is women. Let's see some irregular nouns that change substantially. For a variety of historical reasons, some words change in spelling substantially when made plural. Let's see some examples. The plural of mouse is mice, die is dice, ox is oxen, child is children, person is people, and penny is pence in British usage. There are some irregular nouns that do not change at all when made plural. Some English nouns are identical in both and singular and in the plural forms. Many of these are names of animals. I'll give you some examples. Sheep, fish, deer, moose, swine, buffalo, shrimp, and trout. For more clarification, I'll tell you a sentence. I have seen several deer when walking in the woods near here. Or, how many shrimp did you catch? Also, aircraft, watercraft, hovercraft, and spacecraft are all the same, whether singular or plural. Let's see how plurals of Latin and Greek words form. First, nouns ending in "-us" makes the plural in this way. To make a word ending in "-us" a plural, change "-us" to "-i". Many plurals of words ending in "-us" have anglicized versions formed by simply adding "-es". The latter method sounds more natural in informal setting. If there is an anglicized version that is well accepted, this will be noted in the dictionary entry for the word you are using. Here are some examples. Focus become foci or focuses. Radius become radii or radiuses. Fungus become fungi. Nucleus become nuclei. Cactus becomes cacti. Octopus becomes octopuses, or we can say octopi. And hippopotamus becomes hippopotami or hippopotamuses. Let's look into irregular formation of nouns ending in "-is". Nouns with an "-is" ending can be made plural by changing "-is" to "-es". Some people have a hard time remembering that the plural of crisis is "-crisis" and the plural of "-axes" is "-axes". But "-crises" and "-axes" are incorrect. Here are more examples. "-Axes" become "-axes". This is also the plural of "-axx" and "-axex". "-Analysis" becomes "-analyses". "-Crisis" becomes "-crisis". And "-thesis" becomes "-thesis". Now, let's see irregular formation of nouns ending in "-on". The Greek words change their "-on" ending to "-a", like phenomenon to phenomena and criterion to criteria. Next focus is on irregular formation of nouns ending in "-um". Words ending in "-um" shed their "-um" and replace it with "-a" to form a plural. The plurals of some of these words are far better known than their singular counterparts. Let's see some examples. Data is the plural of the singular noun datum. Memorandum becomes memoranda when pluralizing. Bacteria is the plural of the word bacterium. Stratum becomes strata and curriculum becomes curricula. Also, word curriculums is used. Let's see how irregular formation of nouns ending in "-ix" is. Nouns in "-ix" are changed to "-ics", "-ices" in formal settings. But sometimes "-xes" is perfectly acceptable. Here are some examples. Index becomes indices or indexes. Appendix becomes appendices or appendixes. And vortex becomes vortices or vortexes. These rules for irregular plural nouns must be simply memorized, although it is helpful to understand the patterns first in order to master them. Now, let's have a look at your activity sheet. Dear children, look at activity 1. There, you are given some sentences in plural form and asked to turn it to singular form. There, you are given 5 sentences. In the first sentence, there are 4 plural nouns. Let's make them singular. First, pause becomes pour. Cats become cat, feed become food, and humans become human. So, sentence becomes, paw is to cat as food is to human. In the second sentence, geese is the irregular plural of goose. Flocks becomes flock in the regular way. Dogs become dog and packs become pack. So, result is goose is to flock as dog is to pack. Let's look at the third sentence. Here, children is an irregular noun which becomes child, and the other noun criteria becomes criterion in an irregular way. In the third sentence, there are 4 nouns to make singular. In that sentence, the girls and the boys become a girl and a boy, and the men and the women become a man and a woman. So, we can write the answer as a girl and a boy help to rescue a man and a woman. The last sentence in the first activity is the novel bacteria caused the flu. Here, there are 2 nouns that we have to make singular. First is bacteria. It is an irregular noun which becomes bacterium when formed in singular. The other one is flu, which do not change and remains the same flu. So, the sentence is, the novel bacterium caused the flu. Let's pay our attention to the second activity. In this activity, we simply have to write the plural of the given words. I told you in the beginning that we have to memorize these words, though many has a pattern. There are 10 words. First word is crisis, which ends with is. So, it becomes crisis in the plural by replacing I with E. Second word, datum, is the singular of the word data, which we all know. The third is a common word we know, child, which makes its plural by adding ren to the end. So, we pronounce the word as children. The plural form of quiz is quizzes. We can spell it as quizzes. For the next word, cactus, we can say the plural as cacti or cactuses because it ends with us. Tooth is a word that make their plural by changing vowels. It changes double O to double E and make the plural teeth. Seventh word, mouse, is an exception which make the plural as mice. In the same way, eighth word, person, also becomes people. The word candy becomes candies as it ends with the letter Y. It replaces Y by IES. Last word is elf, which ends with a F. So, as the pattern F is replaced by VES and makes the word elves. Third activity is a blank filling activity where we have to underline the correct answer for the blank. We are given some words inside brackets and have to find the correct plural of them to fill in the blank. In the first sentence, word inside the bracket is loaf, which ends with letter F. So, we can make the plural by replacing F with VES according to the pattern. So the answer is B. How many loaves of bread did your mom bake? In the second sentence, the word inside the bracket is knife forms the plural in the same way by replacing FE with VES. So the correct sentence is, some knives are really sharp, so you have to be careful. Let's look at the third sentence. The word given is tuna. Most probably the plural of tuna remains the same. But in some instances, were tunas also taken? For now, let's take the answer as A. We are having tuna casserole tonight. In the fourth sentence, the word inside the bracket die makes the plural as in an uncommon way as dice. So the answer is C. Roll the dice, it's your turn. The last sentence, word lady, forms the plural in the pattern of replacing Y with IES. So the answer is A. The ladies fought against the injustice. Okay, children, now we have done three activities. Let's look at the last activity. There you are given some compound nouns. A compound noun is a noun made up of two or more words. Forming the plural of compound nouns might be confusing for some. The plural of the compound nouns are generally formed by adding S to the principal word. That means the most significant word in the compound. That word informs us about what the compound refers to. The other elements of the compound modify the head and are called heads dependents. Let's see the first word. When neither element of a compound is a noun, the plural is formed by adding S to the last word. The word given is check-in. The first word is a verb and the second is a preposition. So we can make the plural as check-ins. Second word given is pen friend. In this word, we have to identify the principal noun out of the two nouns. We know that word pen friend tells us about a friend, not a pen. So we have to pluralize the principal word friend. Therefore, the plural of word pen friend is pen friends. Third word is toolbox. In the same way, we have to identify the head word. This tells us about a box, not a tool. So we can make the plural as toolboxes. Next word is mother-in-law. So plural is mothers-in-law, not mother-in-laws. The word lipstick, also made out of two nouns, which says us about a stick, not lips. So we can pluralize the word stick and make the plural lipsticks. Sixth compound noun is also made out of two nouns and a preposition. We can identify the principal word as man. So we learn that the plural of man is men. Let's make the plural of man of war as men of war. In the same way, we can make the plural of the next word, board of education, as boards of education, as the principal word is board. Eighth word is notary public. There is a noun and an adjective. In that case, we simply pluralize the noun notary. So the plural word is notaries public. Compound nouns with full may have two possible plurals. The S can be added either to the head noun or to full. So our next word, handful, can be pluralized in both ways, handsful or handfuls. Our last word, highway, consists of an adjective and a noun. So, as we done earlier, we can add S to the word way and make the plural highways. Dear students, now we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I presented this for Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am K. A. Malsha Hasanti, English teacher from Urubokka National School. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata den SMS sewawak sakriyai. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.488.1 0.7.488.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර